Magandang araw po mga tagapakinig. Welcome to another episode of Usapang Pinoy brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Matagal-tagal na rin po tayong hindi nag-usap. Ngunit, pang-siyam na po tatlong yugto na po natin ngayon. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. At muli, salamat po sa patuloy niyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay katuloy po ng ating series of Filipino-American Associations in the Southeast. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay sina Christina Comstock, Chairman of the Board and past President of the Filipino-American Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, and Arthur Bides, co-founder and current president of FAJCC. They will talk to us about Philam Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, including all the collaboration with other chambers, including PACGA. Plus, all of the great things about this fastest-growing and dynamic chamber in the Southeast. Ngunit bago ko po sila tawagin, narito muna ang mga importanteng anunsyo. Ang ating pong calendar of events. Ang unang-una po, Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia Gala is on Friday, July 11th, 2025. Space is filling up quickly, so if you don't have your tickets yet, please go to GAT website at www.GAsianTimes.com. Pangalawa po, Saturday, July 26 from 6 p.m., mark your calendars for the Filipino-American Chamber of Commerce of Jacksonville, Florida's induction gala of its 2025 Board of Directors. This will be from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the University of North Florida, Adam W. Herbert University Center, 12000 Alumni Drive, Jacksonville, 32224. For tickets, please contact Nida Escobar at 904-251-5358. Ang pangatlo po, Saturday, August 9th from 5 p.m., ANCOP, which is Answering the Cry of the Poor, will hold its ANCOP Talent Show and Food Fiesta at St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 319 Grayson Highway, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. This vibrant evening event will showcase exceptional talent and gourmet cuisine and also a time to enjoy dancing throughout the night. The same night, August 9th, 2025, from 5 p.m., the Mayan Phil-Am of Middle Georgia will hold its 29th annual fiesta at the VFW 1011 Quarter Road, Warner Robins, Georgia, 30188. Tickets are at $45 and please contact any Damayan officers for tickets. Ngayon po, ako ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating mga bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, the Chairman of the Board and past President of Filipino-American Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, Christina Comstock, and the co-founder and current president of FAJCC, Arthur Bides. Welcome, Christina and Arthur. Thank you for being here. Please introduce yourselves, our listeners, who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Arthur Bides, and I'm the current president of the FAJCC, and I've been president for the past year and a half. And before then, I was the treasurer for 2 years and co-founder of FAJCC, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for being here, yeah. Christina.
Yeah, I'm Christina Comstock. I'm the co-founder of FAJCC, the Filipino-American Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, since from the beginning. And we have been doing this before COVID. And up to now, and we're happy to be doing it up to now.
Thank you for being here. And I remember when it was founded with the late Bob Bantilao. I'm so sorry that he is no longer with us, but you guys are doing a wonderful job continuing his legacy. So with my first question, can you give our listeners a brief background of FAJCC, its mission and its vision?
Yes. So we were founded in 2021 with a mission of promoting economic development, cultivating business leadership and champion collaborative efforts. That's our mission. And our vision is FAJCC is a nonprofit organization of business professionals, corporate leaders, employees, entrepreneurs, students, and seniors who have committed to advocate and strengthen business opportunity relationships, provide business opportunities to its members, and foster greater Phil-Am entrepreneurship and serve as the voice of the Filipino-American businesses in promoting prosperity in the region.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. Since its founding date in 2021, can you give our listeners about probably the five best accomplishments of FAJCC that you are proud of?
Right. So it was during COVID when we were organized, and we did not even have much activities then because of the COVID, obviously. But then after that, we began slowly hosting several of our B2B, which was one of our activities every month, networking that provided some sort of a venue for small businesses to sell their products and services. We are proud to have our induction on September 12 in 2022 with Mayor Deegan coming to us and giving her support to us as a small business caretaker in the region. And that has been nice because up to now we are being supported by the government, the city of Jacksonville. We are also very successful in one of our business forums, in which I think that actually put us on a level wherein our partners have become very comfortable with us. And since then, we were known in the community and we were able to comfortably navigate the world of being a chamber and serve as a bridge to small businesses and our partners. So we are also proud to help bring Jacksonville, a world-renowned Maxis restaurant from the Philippines. And so they're here right now in Jacksonville.
That's right. I was just telling my producer about Max being in Jacksonville now, and it's one of the most elite restaurants in the Philippines. But that is so great, and it's wonderful to hear that the government, your local government, is supporting you as a chamber.
Yes, they are.
That's wonderful to hear. Every chamber should have that. Now, please tell our listeners about FAJCC's planned and upcoming events.
So we have a list of great events coming up. First and foremost is our induction gala at the end of July, where the mayor of Atlantic Beach will be a keynote speaker, Pagin Echeverria will be a keynote speaker, City Councilman Kevin Carrico, and COFAC President Jerry Pallon. So we have great speakers. We're going to have great entertainment for that event. And we're going to induct all our new officers and the board of directors as well. So great stuff coming up in the future. We're looking to have a pickleball tournament for the members. We're looking to have a small business forum coming up, a trade show coming up. So we have a lot of B2B events coming up also, and it's an exciting future for FAJCC.
That's great. That's great to hear. I believe a lot of folks from the chamber in Atlanta are going to come and attend your induction on July 26th. Is that correct, July 26th?
Yeah, July 26th. And it will start actually from in the morning with some workshop also and a mini trade show.
That's great. So please tell us about your advocacies or projects to help the community.
You know, right now we will continue our usual activities, just like what Arthur had mentioned, but we have a special program for the youth that we are actually launching on July 26th. It's called IDEA, which stands for Innovative Driven Entrepreneurs of Young America. You know, what IDEA is a Tagalog for idea,
right?
Idea. So it's a Filipino word for idea, a perfect representation of what the youth program stands for, the spark of innovation, the vision, purpose among the new generation. And it's a youth initiative for FAJCC to empower the next generation of Filipino-American business leaders. And that's the reason why our future things to do would be to raise funds for these folks here, because the chamber needs to be professionally run to be able to serve more folks and help them succeed.
That's wonderful. That is so good to hear, because I've always been harping about our youth or our future leaders, and I've always been passionate about connecting the older and current generation to our younger generation, because we don't really want to lose them, because they're going to be our future leaders. That is so great. I commend you for that. So is membership for FAJCC open to non-Jacksonville residents?
Yes. So we are open to anybody in Northeast Florida. That includes Nassau County, Baker County, St. John's County, Clay County. So we invite everybody in the area to join. There are over 35,000 PhilAms in Northeast Florida, and we would love all of them to join. But we'll take up any portion of that. Also, you don't even have to be Filipino or Filipino-American to join. We're open to all races and cultures.
That's good
to hear. That want
to
tap into the Filipino-American market.
Yes, that's good to hear. 35,000, that's a lot of PhilAms. That's so good to hear. So before I let you go, please tell our listeners where to contact you for membership and for your July 26th event.
Yeah, so we have our website. It's fajcc.org. It stands for Filipino American Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce. They can always reach out to me, Christina and Arthur Bides, or call us up by text, you know, and be a member. Our membership is very, very affordable. We make sure that it's affordable for everybody. It's only $50 for volunteers and the youth, $100 for single proprietor, and $200 for corporation. So we make it very, very affordable for everyone.
That's great. So with that said, I will let you go, guys. But please, if you want to give a last minute announcement or anything else that you want to say to our listeners.
I would like to invite everybody to please join us in our event on July 26th. This is also fundraising to actually help our business, small business owners. You know, the Filipinos are very entrepreneurial, especially the women. It's time for them to venture on doing businesses and capitalizing on all the things that are available to them.
Yes, and I appreciate the time that you gave us to promote our chamber.
You're very welcome. With that said, I will see you soon, and have a great day. Thank you so much.
See you. And thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back, mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating guests na sina Christina Comstock at Arthur Bides for sharing important information about the PhilAm Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce. Bago po ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang inspirational quotes. First one, life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward however they like. That's by Lao Tzu. Number two, never be bullied into silence. Never allow yourself to be made a victim. Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. That's by Harvey Fierstein. And number three, the last one, opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. That's by Thomas Edison. Yan lang po, at itutuloy po natin ito sa mga susunod na kabanata. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik at pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. At sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.